The study was commissioned by the nonprofit Jobs and Environment Initiative. Authors looked at how many companies are involved in making products or delivering services that are forward-thinking environmentally. A large number of Wisconsin companies make things like environmental engineering instruments, high-tech waste treatments, and compressed natural gas equipment. Paula DiPerna founded the Jobs and Environment Initiative. She says 97,000 private sector employees in Wisconsin work for companies that make environmental products and services.
If you have welders and machinists, I think in Wisconsin there are more jobs for machinists than there are forest conservation people. So when people talk about green jobs, they kind of think about somebody going out and planting trees. We're saying, yes, people plant trees, but machinists in Wisconsin are also working thanks to environmental protection.
The report says Wisconsin could spur more development in the sector if it includes green jobs provisions in some of its economic development projects, like Grow Wisconsin. Ann DiPerna says job training programs should steer people into new technologies.
If you're going to train people to do things, why not train them to handle hydrogen, which is the fuel of the future, as opposed to fueling gas tanks of today?
So far, the Jobs and Environment Initiative has finished work on just 4 states, all in the upper Midwest. It eventually plans to analyze green jobs in all of the 50 states. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.